Fee has just ducked off, first day of school,
taking
the kids.
She's dropping off little Daisy, so we're going to miss her. But last night, one of my favourite shows returned for its 10th season, Married at First Night. It's on again, it's on again tonight at 7:30. Most other stations around Australia will have the contestants that were on last night. We don't really know them. They're quite boring at the moment. But we've gone one better. We've got a villain from a past series who's torn up his contract and is here to spill the beans. We have Sammy Carraro. How are you, mate?
Very well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Did you watch last night?
I certainly did. Got some notes and ready to go.
Oh, you do too?
Oh, yes.
Now, Melbourne, 13, 10, 60.
Taking notes on maths.
If you want to ask Sammy a question, call up now and you can ask him anything because everything's out there, isn't it?
I can say anything I like. There's no one out in the back room to tell me I can't say anything.
When did it end, your contract?
I don't really know how sharp it is. Like, I think, like, after the show...
What, the contestants or the contract?
Oh, a bit of everything. But the contract, I think it goes for about 16 months. So once that's ended, then you guys have got free rein to ask me anything you like. So.
Yeah, you had a bit of a biffo with Brycey. He's had twins. He's getting married. He's with the girl with his dreams. And you were all against that. Do you speak to him now? Are you mates? Or was that all put on?
No, that was 100% real. 110% real. We had a bit of a conflict at my first boxing match and
you punched on in the crowd, didn't you?
We nearly did, It was pretty on. So
He'd win that fight. Who do you reckon would win?
Gonzo.
Gonzo.
If he started swinging his beak at me, he might get me. But
aren't you a tradie from Altona?
Altona. No, I work in the metro tunnel.
Yeah. But are you Western Suburbs boy?
No, Eastern Suburbs.
Yeah. I'd still have him.
Eastern Suburbs.
But I'd still have him.
Settle down, Nick. Now, I want to know, because I think that this is all real, and I sit there with my wife, Alex, and I'm like, oh, my God, what a storyline. And she's like, it's all staged. It's all made up. Now, your contract's been ripped up. Can you tell me now, is it scripted, is it staged, or is it real?
No, 100% not staged, 100% not scripted. So everything is real, manipulated, heavily edited, and So they, like Harrison last night, he's an absolute, I think he's come across a bit as a knob at the minute, but the producers will have a field day with him. They'll be pumping up his tyres. We love how natural you are. We love your confidence. And he'll be standing there just flexing and loving it. And he'll just go on the show and make an absolute banana of himself.
What's it like behind the scenes, like day to day? So we see what gets edited. So you guys don't know what gets edited. You just get put on.
Yeah.
So you've got 24-hour cameras following you everywhere.
Not 24 hours. So you have time slots. So we had three times a day we would get filmed. And after every time you get filmed, you have a Voxy, which is where you see the person standing one-on-one. And they can use that voiceover for really anything that they like. So
Stitch up.
Yeah. It's quite... You fall into the trap of being on the show, and it's really hard to not stuff up. Like if you've got the only way you don't stuff up is if you've got a partner that you really get along with. If you're a little bit of a spunky personality and you don't
like
really
you?
Get
is that what you're saying?
A little bit like me, and you're not afraid to speak your mind, then you're in all sorts of trouble because they can edit things to make you look very, very bad really quickly.
How much funny business goes on behind the scenes, like hooking up with other people's wives and stuff? Because I reckon that'll go on a little bit.
I think it probably does go on a little bit. I don't know how much it went on in our season.
Did you do it a bit?
No, nearly, but didn't, no.
Who with?
You can say now.
You can say now, who cares?
Oh, well, me and Beck had a bit of a chemistry at the start, but nothing ever happened, 100%. But like, no, 100%, never happened. And yeah, so like I asked Jake one night to...
Jake Edwards, I played footy with Jake Edwards.
You did, yeah. So it's hard to explain this, but when you're on the show, that you fall into a trap of TV world. So when you finally enter the apartments and whatnot, it's like they sink their claws into you and you lose sort of what reality is. You don't, you're in this TV box, and that's where a lot of these people make all these mistakes, is that when you leave the show, you hear them all ringing each other and like, what have we done? What have we said? Because they're all pumping up your tyres and whatnot. And even when I was on
there...
You're
not thinking ahead.
You're not thinking ahead, but you're also getting heavily manipulated. And that's not to say poor us. You just got to be smart enough to let that...
How do they manipulate you, though?
Just by pumping up your tyres and forever. Like, you won't just be talking to producers. You'll be talking to the heads of the show, and they'll be coming down, pumping up your tyres, saying, well done, we love what you're doing.
Yeah.
But they're just really... And you're like, oh, wow. Like, I'm on TV. They're loving me. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you're making silly mistakes. So I was onto it, but also I wasn't. I fell into their traps as well. Like... through their scenarios. Like when I did the Hot Tonight, I put her fourth, and next minute she puts me bottom three. Then I fire up, look like an idiot. Yeah. Like,
see, this is the thing though. Fev's just loving the idea of heaps of people getting around him, pumping him up.
I don't need that. I know what they think.
You'd be pumping yourself up.
I'd be like, oh, whatever, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, how much do you have to do with the judges? Because I feel like the judges don't really do much.
No, you absolutely have nothing to do with them. You see them, they're like, they're just there. And then, like, you see them at the, what is it? The what
ceremony?
Dinner party. And then, yeah. And then when you're at the commitment ceremonies, you're not just dealing with the very smart experts when you're there one-on-one or, you know, one-on-three. Yeah. You've got a whole team out the back, such as the head of the show, all the producers, like speaking into their ears going, keep pushing him. Because you'll come back with answers.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, nah, I'm not buying that. And you're like, what the hell? That was the greatest answer ever. And they'll say, not buying that. What about this? And they just absolutely, like if they're at you, they're like wolves. They will just absolutely fry you.
Dinner parties, how long are you there for and how much is drunk before they get the real good stuff? Because some of the people most of the time look pretty tipsy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had my drink taken out of my hand several times. Yeah. But what they do, they like everyone thinks.
Do you think that's a problem though, that you guys are obviously drinking on air and then they're playing that?
They don't want you to get smashed. That's a fact. Wow. So and that's up to you how much you drink. Like they're not forcing you to drink. That's up to us. And you want to feel comfortable and whatnot. But they will take the drink out of your hands if you drink too much. Because if you look sloppy on TV, it's not good for their show.
You can't get kicked out though.
Yeah, I reckon. You're there for like 7 or 8 hours, aren't you?
So you'll get there. You get there at about 3. Then you put in. Oh, you sort of separated from the boys and the girls are separated, and then you're not probably on till 6, and you can be there till 2 a.m. in the morning if they don't 2 or 3 a.m. and then they'll pull you out and interview you after the dinner party's had. Been done. So you're tired, exhausted. They really
drunk.
Yeah. A little bit drunk.
Yeah. Because I've seen people drink on TV shows and it doesn't end well.
I know. Yeah. I was on one called Last One Laughing.
Yeah. I was on one that who? The Brownlow. All right, 13, 10, 60, Melbourne. If you want to have a question for Sam, call through now. I want to ask you one more question. Did you get paid?
Yeah, you get paid per week to be there.
Yeah.
Good coin.
How much?
$1,100 a week.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad, yeah.
How many weeks? You're on 6 weeks? Was it 12 weeks?
You're on there. I left obviously early enough on, but as long as you're on there, and then how big a character you are, you can also cut deals with them, like get your dresses. Well, not that I wear a dress, but the girls were getting their dresses paid for. Some were demanding like free Uber Eats, and depends how like good a hustler you are, you can get a fair bit out of it.
Free booze though, Fev, that's $5,000 a week.
Mate, free booze, that's easy on Uber Eats.
You're off contract now and you're spilling all the secrets.
Yeah, he's ripped it all up. Now, mate, we watched premiered last night. You watched, I watched, it was a great episode. Now, did you see anything that was set up or encouraged on the show last night with the way that the old mate was portrayed with Bronte and the girl outside of the show that a 20-year-old girlfriend? Do you reckon that was staged or
I reckon that was 100% real. Wow. A lot of these people that go on these shows with the reactions and the way that they act, they're not actors. Like you can't plan that. And I just think that was
because
just,
some people think there are actors on the show.
Yeah. And they'd be thinking, oh, how do they pull this off again? There's a thing out there that I believe in more than anything. It's called karma. And it was just a freak thing that happened. And he got caught out because it sounds like before the show, he was being an absolute bit of a jerk.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's happened in like real life before. I've seen it happen firsthand, something like that happen. And I don't think that was staged.
So you don't think, because a lot of people say they do have actors and some radio shows use actors as stunts on their little things they do.
Yeah.
You don't think there's any actors?
No, not at all. No, none of them. Well, when I can only speak from my experience and none of them were actors. And I know a bit of the cast that was on last year and I knew them personally before.
How do you all hook up? Because each different series, I see you out in your socials and you're hooking up with some girl from a different one and a different series here.
Are you in a big WhatsApp group? Like all maths.
Is there a WhatsApp group?
No, I wouldn't be a part of it anyway. But a lot of the previous contestants, they do reach out to you and whatnot, but I just sort of kept to myself, I must say. And
you haven't hooked up with anyone else from any other series?
Nah, not really. I was just, I knew the girl that was just on The Bachelor.
Oh, which one?
Lauren.
And you hooked up with Lauren?
We've kissed before.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hooked up. There you go.
She's a good chick. Really good chick.
Put that on news.com.au. Now, we've got a couple of DMs. Some callers have called through and they want to know, Sarah, are there any rules around having sex?
rules around having sex. I mean,
is there rules? Besides, any rules?
Just the actual ones.
Just the actual normal life rules. Yeah.
Do they encourage it, or do they?
Oh, they encourage. They really wanted Pat and Belinda to hook up because I think one of them was a virgin, weren't they? Or they hadn't had sex much. Or
really?
Yeah, Pat and remember Pat and Belinda, the two little dorky.
Yeah,
they really wanted them to hook up because
they were cute. That I thought they were going to stay together, but they didn't.
Yeah, no, Belinda wasn't really into him. He was really into her.
Yeah, he was really into her.
Yeah.
How did you do? You hook? Do you catch up with Belinda? Or
I was friends with them after the show.
You catch up with a lot.
Well, I'm a what can I say? I'm
player.
A
bit of a,
player. Smooth operator.
I'm a social butterfly.
Another message. We've got a DM from Gabby. Do the producers encourage cheating?
Look, if there is something on the line, then I'm not going to say they encourage it. Like, hey, what do you think about this? But if they see something, like they're watching everything, like Hawks, and they've got cameras and they're watching it at night time, and if there is something on the horizon, then they will tee it up like in a heartbeat. But that's part of the show. Like they don't try and split you up with your partner, but if they see something you're not really getting along, they might, you know.
The producers just sound like loose units of mates.
I think they're living
you
out
should, mate, do
they're
it.
Living out their life that they want through other people.
Yeah.
They set things
Man,
up.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do set things
100%.
up.
100%. So I'm not saying that they encourage cheating, but if there is something on the horizon, they will set that up in a heartbeat.
Everyone comes out of the show, you know what you sign up for.
Yes.
Like I watch Maths, and if I went on Maths, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But everyone comes out and goes, oh, it was the edit that made me look like an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'll give you one example of what a bad edit is. And I didn't understand this until I was on the show personally, because I used to be the exact same. When I was watching it, I'd see these guys be dicks, and I'd see them on Fifi, Fev, and Nick. And they'd be like, it's a bad edit. And I was like, what's he on about? What a bad edit is when, do you remember the scene where I was sitting there, Coco's like, does it matter that I have a body like a hot dog and I like busty girls?
Yeah, that's...
yeah, and I was sitting there and... it cut to me going, oh, she goes, does it matter that I have a body like a hot dog? And I was like, straight after it, I was like, no, you have an incredible body. It's amazing. You work out. Like, there's nothing wrong with your body. But that cut to me looking out the window. Like, I was like, you know.
Love some sauce with that.
No, I was just looking out the window.
Just thinking.
Yeah, it was just like, I didn't care. It was like, and that was not the way that scene went out. And that made me look like a giant dick.
Yeah.
And that was not real. And there's a whole bunch of other scenes that they can just cut out your response where you're like, no, you're lovely, like you're an amazing person, where they just cut to you, look once again, looking out to the trees because they're filming you before the scenario will happen.
Yeah.
And it'll make anyone look like a dick.
So are you saying just talk the whole time and keep it all positive? You're hot, you're the best. You're awesome.
Pretty
good
much.
Good luck cutting around this.
Did I just say how amazing you are?
Yeah.
The whole time.
Sam, thanks for your honesty. We love the show. Married at First Sight returns tonight at 7:30 on 9. Well done, mate. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for dropping a couple of those bombs.
Yeah, more than welcome.
Cheers, mate.